Okay, now the verse I want to leave you with you today, you can read it in the Bible, which you can read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Now we're just going to pray just for a moment and ask the Lord's help. Even so, let's close our eyes and we'll pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless your word to all of our hearts, even this afternoon. I pray, Lord, you would cause people even to even think upon it and consider, Lord, what this means to them. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, that verse that we have up on the screen, it's the words that have turned the colour blue that I want to really focus on and I want you just to concentrate on today. So those words, remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now, some important things to remember. Can anyone suggest to me, what's a very important thing for you to remember? Yes, Harper? That Jesus died on the cross. That's an excellent answer. Well done. In terms of your daily lives, in terms of maybe something that happens every year, can anyone think of what's an important thing to remember? Yes? Yes, at the back. Birthday? Yep. Well, those are things like that that we can think about. And so those are important things for us to remember. Now, I've got five things, so I'm going to bring them up here. Birthday. That was well done. That was the first thing. Birthdays. Isn't it nice to get a card? Isn't it nice to get a present on your birthday? It's nice for people to remember you when it's your birthday. Okay, the next one, anniversaries. Okay, now, perhaps I'm thinking in particular of maybe those couples which are married. And some advice for husbands. Apparently, the best way for husbands to remember their wedding anniversary is to forget it once. Okay? And then appointments. Okay, you might have an appointment maybe with the doctor or with the dentist or with the hairdresser. What else is important to remember? Items to buy. Perhaps you're out shopping and it's important for you to buy food or clothes. Okay? And then another thing that might be important for you to remember is jobs to do. Perhaps homework. Boys and girls do homework, isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps maybe daddy at home or something, maybe he has some jobs to do around the house, some DIY work. Maybe something needs to get fixed. Maybe something needs to be collected or delivered. Those are jobs to do. So those are some important things that all of us have to remember from time to time. But I want to leave with you another important thing for you to remember. And at this Easter season, as we think about this Easter time, and we think about the fact that the tomb is empty, the Lord Jesus is alive, and you think about the tomb is empty, I want you to remember, add this to your list, that remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Okay, now, the first thing I want you to remember about this fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead is that it is fact. It is fact. A famous preacher once said, "The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is one of the best attested facts on record." Of course, we read about Jesus rising from the dead in the Bible, and as the Bible is God's word, therefore it is true. Jesus rose from the dead. It really did happen. Consider some eyewitness accounts to this, and we'll take these just from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the gospel records. Firstly, I want you to think about the woman who came to the tomb that first Easter Sunday morning. They came to the tomb. They saw that the stone was rolled away. They heard the message delivered by the angel that we heard read just a wee bit earlier. He is not here, for he is risen. In fact, of those women, Mary Magdalene was one of those women, and she was the first person to see the Lord Jesus after he rose from the dead. Imagine the joy that would have flooded her heart whenever he spoke that word, Mary. Then we think about those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They were traveling from Jerusalem to the town of Emmaus, but a stranger drew near and went with them. They didn't know who it was. And this stranger shared with them from the scriptures how that Christ would suffer, how that he would suffer and die. And he opened up the scriptures. Well, after they realized who it was, and he had revealed himself to them, they said those words, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way?" Then think of the disciples in hiding on that first Easter Sunday evening. The doors were shut because they were afraid of the Jews, that they would get caught. But that didn't stop Jesus coming in and meeting with them. And he talked with them. And he ate with them. And we read those words, "Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." But one of the disciples wasn't there that evening. He was Thomas. And if ever there was a skeptic, it was Thomas. Thomas said, "Except I see the print of the nails in his hands and put my finger there, I will not believe." Well, what happened a week later? While he was with the disciples, Jesus met with them again. And Jesus knew what he'd said. "Thomas, behold my hands." What did Thomas say? Well, I'm sure he just fell down. "My Lord and my God." And then I think about the encounter that they had, the disciples had, with the Lord Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. They were out in the boat. They were fishing all night, but they caught nothing. And as they were coming in, a stranger on the shore called out, "Cast your net over to the right side and you'll find fish." And they did that. And their net became bulging with fish. And John realized and recognized who it was, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And then we think about the disciples on the Mount of Olives. Well, that's where Jesus left to ascend into heaven. And they saw him there as well. Now, I could give you other examples outside those gospel records from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I could give you examples in the book of Acts where Stephen saw the Lord just before he died. Paul saw the Lord. In 1 Corinthians, we read about on one occasion there was over 500 people saw the Lord Jesus on one occasion. Now, all those people had an encounter with the risen Christ. And it was something that they never forgot. And as you sit here in this meeting this afternoon, you too can have an encounter with the risen Christ as he speaks to your heart through his word, by his Spirit. So can I ask you the question here today, what does the fact of Jesus being raised from the dead mean to you? How is that relevant to you in your life? Do you know the reality in your life of Christ being alive. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. First of all, it is fact. Secondly, it is fundamental. It's been said about the Lord Jesus rising from the dead that it's the cornerstone of Christianity. But think about it for a moment. The fact that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead tells us that, first of all, he died. He died. He really did die. And he died on a cruel cross. He died as a sacrifice for sin. He died because he loved us. He loved you. And he loved me. Boys and girls, older ones here today, his precious blood was shed so that all our sins could be washed away. And so, the fact that the Lord Jesus did die, and the fact that he did rise from the dead, means that his work is finished. The work that he came to do to save us from our sins, that work is finished. Not only that, but the sacrifice which he made there on the cross of Calvary, that has been accepted. And also, the victory has been won. The Lord Jesus has conquered sin. The Lord Jesus has conquered death. He is alive. He is risen from the dead. And so the fact that not only did Jesus die for us, but that he rose again is essential for your salvation, for you to be saved. Can I ask you today, what are you relying on? What are you relying on to be accepted with God? What are you relying on to be saved? Well, can I say, if you're relying on attending church, coming along to the meetings, if you're relying on being christened or baptized, can I say, if you're relying on being confirmed, or if you're relying on perhaps good deeds that you've done, or perhaps you're someone here who's saying, well, I do my best. Well, if you're relying on those things, can I say, forget about it. Forget about it. Christ alone can meet your need of the salvation of your soul. We read in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He's the one who died, and he's the one who rose again. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. It is fact. It is fundamental. Thirdly, it is fantastic. It is fantastic. Now, sometimes we appreciate something more when we don't have it. Or perhaps something, we appreciate something more when it's taken away from us. And then we sort of look back and think, oh, I really miss that. And perhaps that could be your health. Perhaps that could be something even that we so take for granted, like our eyesight. And if we didn't have that, we would miss it. Well, imagine for a moment if Jesus had not risen from the dead. Well, if Jesus had not risen from the dead, then our preaching would be vain. In other words, I would have no message for you today. I would have no message of hope that I could share with you. Your faith would be in vain as well. You would have known to believe on. You would have known to trust in to save you from your sin. And indeed, you would still be in your sins, cut off from God and heading for hell. And that's why we would be most miserable. But the good news is that Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen from the dead. That's fantastic. That's fantastic news. In other words, there is a message of hope for the hopeless. There is a light for those who are in darkness. There is a living Savior who can raise you up out of the deadness of your sin and give you eternal life. It's fantastic. Can I ask you, do you have this hope? Do you have this hope? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? It's fantastic. A living hope, a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It is fact, it is fundamental, it is fantastic. Fourthly, it is fearful. It is fearful. And perhaps you're wondering, well, in what way is the fact that Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, how is that fearful? Well, it's fearful for those who are not saved. Because God has appointed a day in the future, which will be called Judgment Day. Judgment Day. And do you know who's going to be the judge on Judgment Day? The Lord Jesus. So, how could the Lord Jesus be the judge on Judgment Day if he was still dead? So, Paul made the point whenever he was in Athens as he was talking to the people there. Listen, the very fact that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead means that he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. So, there will be a day to come when you and I will give account of ourselves to God. I wonder, have you ever thought about the Ten Commandments? Have you ever gone through the Ten Commandments and sort of said, well, no, I haven't kept that one. No, I haven't kept that one. No, I haven't kept that one. And I think if you go through down through them all, whether you've done it in action or in thought, we're all guilty. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen something? Have you ever taken the Lord's name in vain? Have you ever loved anything more than God? Those are just examples. And as you examine those commandments, the law of God, ask yourself the question, am I innocent or am I guilty? Well, if you're honest with yourself, you'll be joining the guilty club, just like me. And all of us are guilty. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us deserve God's wrath and judgment because of our sin. And your only hope here today is to remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. So, as we come to the end then of the message, I want you to think about this. You ready? Some ways to remember important things. You know the way if you have to remember a birthday or an anniversary or a job you have to do, how could you do that? What would be a good way to help you to remember that? Any suggestions? Yes, Oliver? Write it down in the book? Yep, that's a good answer. Anyone else? Yes, Mercy? Excellent answer. Well done. You can use a calendar. Yep, that's excellent. Well, here's five more. You ready? Yes. You could use your phone. Put it into your phone. You could, yep, use a note. You could put it in your calendar. Yes, a list if you're going out shopping. Writing a list for your shopping is probably a good idea to help you to remember all the things you need to buy. And any of the children here have a homework diary? You need to write down, put things in your homework diary, help you to remember what your homeworks are. So those are some ways to remember important things. But I want to leave you here this afternoon with some ways to help you remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. First thing, well, this is something to remind you every year. Are you ready? Every year, watch what on the screen. Every year, I think about winter time and the trees are bare, and there's a deadness about it, isn't there? But then when you come into springtime, what do you see on the what do you see on the branches? Yes, Matthew? Buds. Well done. The buds appear. And then the blossoms and the buds and the colour, and spring has come. I was looking this up. I don't know if you've ever heard of Martin Luther. Martin Luther said, "Our Lord has written the promise of resurrection not in books alone, but in every leaf in springtime." Right? So whenever you come into springtime and there's the evidence of life appears, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Then there's a weekly reminder. So we want to remember something more than every year. So this is a weekly reminder, right? Sunday. Does anyone remember what day of the week did the Lord Jesus rise from the dead? Yes, Cindy? Sunday? That's right. And Sunday is the first day of the week, which we read there in Mark chapter 16, verse 9. "Now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week." So every time it's Sunday, I want you to remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. So we've thought about it, something that you can remember every year, springtime, something that you can remember every week on Sunday, but can we remember something more often than that? What about every day? Sunrise? Let's have a look. Boys and girls, older people here today, every day, with the rising of the sun, I am reminded Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, I am reminded with the rising of the sun every day, I am reminded of the rising of the sun. So that's a daily reminder. Here's the last one. And this is a reminder that you have all the time. It's a continual reminder. And it's the scriptures. Do you remember the verse we were thinking about? From 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Those words, "Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead." Well, that's in the Bible, and it's always there. Every time you come to your Bible and you open up those words, they're always there. It's there for you all the time. Continual reminder. So, that's what I want to leave you with you today. Those words, "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." And may each younger person, older person here today know the reality of that. Know the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you can sing, "He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me, He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know He lives. He lives within my heart." Thank you all for listening this afternoon.
Well, I would like to thank on your behalf, Jeff, for that. I used the word earlier, whenever the children were taking part, it was fantastic. And both sets were fantastic today, and that message was fantastic too. So thank you very much, Jeff. That's really appreciated. And may the Lord's word be carried home with us and remembered as well. Remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now, what we are going to do at this point, and that's just before the end of our meeting, we have a Charlotte Dixon Memorial Award scheme. It's only a new scheme, and it remembers a dear old lady that used to came here for very, very many years, and she worked in the children's meeting right up, we could say, to the very end, because even when she was coming to the end of her life, she was still on the, I'll come and fill in if some of the workers on the bus can't be there. Charlotte Dixon. Now, I was thinking with the little background we're using today for Easter, that is so appropriate, because if you ever went, as I did, to visit her to her garden, you'd have seen a vast array of flowers, and she had them lined up for all the seasons of the year, and she was an absolute expert. Whenever we went on a church camp, Charlotte would have been examining all the flowers. If you'd have taken her to, I don't know, Portrush, and she'd have been walking past gardens, she would have been naming every single flower there was. I haven't a clue about flowers. I do like them when I see them, but she knew them, every single one. Not only did Charlotte get involved with flowers, she had a bell. And away back in the old days, whenever she was going around Bloomfield and the areas in East Belfast, getting children onto the bus, it was a big school bell that you don't see anymore. You nearly need to go to Cultraw, to the folk park, to see one of these. But she had a big hand bell, and she rang it. Now, you're probably on Facebook, or Mum and Dad's on Facebook. I remember one time getting a screenshot of a conversation going on Facebook, and it was two lads, probably the age of the parents who were here today, from Bloomfield in East Belfast. And all of a sudden it came to their mind, and one of them said to the other, "Do you remember Charlotte?" And they started to talk back and forward about Charlotte. And one of them said, "You know what she did? She would have come in right into our house and said, 'You're coming to the children's meeting tonight.' And we'd have been saying, 'No, no, I'm not going. One will go to football, one will go to something else.' And Charlotte said, 'You promised me, you're going.' And they said, 'And you know what? The thing about it was, Mom and Dad didn't even say, no, he is going to football. They just said, oh, you have to go.' And out they came." Now, she filled her bus week after week. She was absolutely brilliant. But she had a real love for children. That's why she did it. And thanks to the generosity of one of our elders in the church at the moment, Tommy Gilmore, who came up with this thought that it would be good to acknowledge her contribution in this way. And he has provided the trophies that are now going to be presented. So I'm going to call on two of our men, Malcolm Daly and also Joel Harrison, and they are now going to present these trophies to the people who have earned them, two people, over the last year. All right, thank you.